Hi, and welcome to the Motherhood Kit. I'm your host, Yamel Belen, a registered nurse, doula, lactation expert, business owner, and most importantly, a proud mom of five. Join in weekly as I share my wisdom and dive deep with parenting experts to empower you with your very own toolkit. From prenatal excitement to the real, raw, sometimes harrowing, and often hilarious sides of mothering. So whether you're seeking guidance, camaraderie, or just want to lighten your load with loads of laughs, the Motherhood Kit is your safe space to connect, learn, and thrive. Let's dive in. Welcome to another heartwarming episode of the Motherhood Kit podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that's especially relevant as the holiday season approaches: gifts. We will discuss shifting from physical gifts to experiences, how to establish and maintain meaningful holiday traditions, and some practical tips for incorporating experiences into the holiday season. Have you ever considered giving the gift of a meaningful experience to your family this holiday season? We're talking about experiences and memories versus stuff. We all know how quickly children grow up, and these experiences can create memories that last a lifetime. And also, they will trickle down to their families as well. That's actually my goal as a mom. To help us explore this concept further, let's discuss how parents can incorporate these experiences into their holiday celebrations. I want you to pause and reflect on your childhood. And what are some of the memories that stand out to you surrounding the holidays? And if they're not positive, think about perhaps what you would do differently to reinvent the wheel. In my case, my parents didn't celebrate the holidays due to religion, and I wanted it to be different for my family. And no shade to my parents, that was their personal choice, right? And we all have the autonomy to raise our kids however we want to. But I genuinely love the holidays. If you know me really well, if you're probably following me on Instagram, you already know I'm putting stuff up already for Christmas. I already have a tree in my bedroom. There's just something about the holiday season that just is joyful, and it brings a lot of warmth to families. Not for the gifts, but this time of year forces us to slow down and take time with those we love. Which is why I think that we need to shift a little bit, pull away from it being only about gifts, only about stuff, only about, you know, adding to cart, and more about experiences and building memories with our kids. So let's explore the shift towards giving experiences as holiday gifts and the impact it has on family dynamic and traditions. So let's create memorable holiday traditions with our kids. We've actually been doing this for quite a while when it comes to our kids' birthdays. So we ask them now, what do you want to do for your birthday? We don't even say like, what type of party do you want? Or what theme do you want? We ask them, what do you want to do? And we really leaned into this when it came to the little girls, because honestly, we've been parenting for so long. We've had so many birthday parties. But what I started noticing with the birthday parties is that I wasn't really spending time with my child because I was so consumed in hosting, right? So with shifting to creating memories and experiences, we've had some amazing experiences and just time with our kids surrounding their birthday. So for example, last year for Alana's birthday, she chose to go ice skating with her cousins. And then we went to a really pretty dinner in a very, very cute restaurant, which she chose. So it's typically a restaurant for adults, like think really romantic, candlelight and everything. But that was the restaurant that she chose to have dinner with her cousins and her sister for her birthday. And she was turning 7. So think about what we are already creating in her mind as part of who she's evolving into as, you know, a teenager and a young adult, where she is going to walk away from this thinking or recognizing that she is entitled to nice things and nice experiences and a nice life. And what a better gift to give our kids. So there is so much pressure that's leading into the holidays regarding gift giving. I'm pretty sure by now you've already received all the Target magazines. I've received things from American Girl with gift guides. I've received things from like furniture stores and other stores with gift guides, which are cool. But the thought with this episode is for us to have a mind shift and to recognize that that shouldn't be the only thing we focus on during the holiday season. There was a study conducted by a financial organization which states that 45% of Americans feel compelled to go beyond their comfort zone when buying holiday gifts. So I'm pretty sure we've all been there. I know I have at times, even maxing out credit cards. This was years and years ago because I've changed this mindset now. I've seen people max out credit cards wanting to please those that we love or to keep up in some way and to ensure our kids are not lacking. But are they lacking? If we're truly providing our presence, our undivided attention, and being very intentional with what we do with our kids during the holidays, if there's not tons of gifts under the tree, are they lacking? I want you to think about that, and I want that to be the takeaway or part of the takeaway of this episode. So let's talk about how to establish and maintain meaningful holiday traditions that revolve around experiences and memories rather than material gifts. One of the ways that you can make the holidays meaningful are with leaning into your traditions. This can be regarding your culture or your upbringing, or maybe creating your own unique traditions for your family. We always do Thanksgiving at the house or at my house. We very rarely, I don't think I've been to somebody else's house for Thanksgiving probably in like 6 years. I do spend the day cooking, not always fun, I'm going to be honest, but my kids absolutely love it. They always talk about it leading up to it. They're really excited. We even pull out special recipes that we only use during that time. Like there's a recipe for snickerdoodle pie, which my daughter loves, which is really like intricate, has a lot of different ingredients. So I only take that out during Thanksgiving, but it's something that they really look forward to. We spend the day, we play the Thanksgiving Day parade in the background. Then after that, we go straight into Christmas music. If we're blessed in Florida and have some cool weather, we may even turn on the fireplace. And it's just so cozy. We laugh, we talk, we start discussing like our intentions for the new year already. And we just have the time for community within each other, a time to slow down, especially with such hectic schedules for everyone. We also always enjoy a slow Christmas morning. And although we do exchange gifts together, I can tell you, I recently polled the kids and I asked them, what did you get for Christmas last year or whatever? I can tell you that the only one that remembered exactly what they got was Juliana. We have 5 kids. So think about that. That's 1 in 5, right? But the other ones were talking about what we did, what jokes were said, or remember when this happened, remember when that happened. And that really put a lot into perspective for me, even thinking about this episode, how the gifts play such a small part of our holidays. So let's talk about practical tips for incorporating experiences into the holiday season that you can put into play right now. One of the things that you can do as early as now, or maybe even Thanksgiving, is a visual representation of all that you're thankful for. With everything going on in the world and so much negative news and things that are breaking our heart, I know my mama heart has been breaking lately, really tuning in and talking to our kids about the things that we're thankful for is beautiful. So you can do this very simply. I love the big sheets of brown paper or white paper that they have at IKEA. You can even order these on Amazon. They're like big rolls. And I would just lay that out on the table and everybody just writes all over it things that you're thankful for. It's going to create a big, beautiful poster board that you can hang up and everyone can have that front and center visually for them to reflect on throughout the holidays. Another thing that we can do to incorporate experiences into the holiday is to make your own holiday gifts. And we've tried this for some of our gifts, and there's so many ideas on Pinterest and on the internet. Right now, I'm following a gal on TikTok she's thrifting all her gifts and she's giving us ideas. So she's putting together like little bundles. How fun would that be if you teach your kids about repurposing, about helping our planet, about not being wasteful by going and thrifting some gifts? And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to be fun and it's going to force you to think even more about the person that you're giving, because you cannot just go to Amazon or Target or Nordstrom or whatever and add to cart the first thing that, you know, these stores tell you to buy. You're going to have to really be intentional and think about it. The next thing that you can do together as a family to incorporate experiences in the holiday season is to do a service project. This is the season of giving, right? So why not give our kids that as a gift? The joy of giving back to those in need in our community. You can look into local food banks, which have a lot of need during this time. You could even put together a special drive with your kid. Maybe you're collecting money for turkeys to give away, or you're collecting cans for the local pantry. If you are part of a parish or church, you can always reach out to the church and see what items do they have a high need for. I know my church, they do the peanut butter and jelly ministry, which is they go and give out peanut butter and jelly to the homeless, but they also have a pantry, which you can always give to, and they'll tell you the things that they're low on. Maybe they're low on diapers or they're low on canned goods. So this is a great way to foster experiences with your kids during the holiday season by doing a service project together. Another thing that you can do, which is super fun, host a family game night. So picture this, everyone in cute jammies, Christmas music playing, and some yummy treats to munch on, and so much laughter just filling up the space. Picture that. I'm picturing it right now. And yeah, I need to do this, especially with the cute jammies, because that's my fave. And the last thing that I would recommend regarding incorporating experiences into the holiday season, I know that for some of us, it's very late and short notice to plan a big, elaborate trip. But what about a road trip together where you can unplug? That's the best gift that we can give our kids, is our attention and our time. And sometimes getting away and being able to reconnect and build memories together, it just provides just that. It gives us that time to love on one another. And these are the things that they're going to remember. The experiences that we have fostered and curated with our family, with our kids. Not necessarily the physical gifts. Now, if you feel in your heart that you have to do physical gifts, and I'm going to be honest with you, I am going to do physical gifts as well, but I'm tuning into this list on experiences even more than the physical gifts. So here's my final takeaway. And this is a bonus. If you feel that you need to do physical gifts, focus on something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read. And some things may fall into two categories. So for example, they may want something, but it's also something that they're going to wear. So there you go. That's one gift, two of the categories. So I hope that this episode helps you to build experiences and not be so hyper-focused on so much stuff for our kids, because the main thing that they're going to take away into their adulthood are the memories that we have and the time that we spent together. Thanks for joining us today on the Motherhood Kit Podcast. My hope is that your holiday season is magical and that you build everlasting memories with your family. This is our last episode for 2023, which I cannot believe it, but don't cry just yet. You have over 30 episodes to consume with all sorts of topics, from how I've developed a strong bond with my older girls to topics such as peeing and laughing is not normal. And we've even added a full episode on how to connect with your teenagers. We have curated a thought-out kit for your mothering journey, and we're not going to stop just yet. We will be back with brand new episodes on January 3rd, and you're not going to want to miss it as we guide you to dream big, as well as some conscious mothering advice. Let's continue the conversation. I love to chat. You can find me on Instagram at Yamel Belen or TikTok at The Motherhood Kit. You can also join our private TMK community. The link is in the show notes. Your feedback helps us improve and continue to bring you valuable content. If you like us over here at TMK, leave a review on the platform you use to tune in. And don't forget to follow The Motherhood Kit so you never miss an episode. Thanks for being part of this community. Let's continue to hold hands in this season of motherhood. Until next time.